Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Four Democratic candidates are running to challenge incumbent Republican Senator Joni Ernst. In the second part of a four-part series, let's go in depth with Teresa Greenfield. Well, Teresa, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, good afternoon, Bob. Thanks for the invitation to stop on by and introduce myself to your listeners. I'm Teresa Greenfield. I'm a businesswoman. I'm a mother of four, and I'm a proud farm kid, that's for sure. And I grew up in outside of Brightfield, Minnesota, a little town of 500 up on the middle of the border, Minnesota-Iowa border. I had a high school class of just 24. And my parents on their little farm, they raised up five kids. They raised row crops, they raised hogs, and my dad was a crop duster. And I just was fascinated by that particular activity on the farm, watching my dad just race across the field. It was really exciting, and it truly made me dream that I could be anything in the world, and I loved growing up on the farm. My mom and dad always said, particularly my dad, there's no boy jobs and there's no girl jobs. There's just jobs that need to get done. And so that's really how I was raised. I did all the jobs the boys did. The boys did all the jobs the girls did. And I frankly think Washington should run a little bit more like that, frankly. But I graduated in high school, and it was the start of the farm crisis. And interest rates were 21%. Farm families were in ruin, of course. I take it really personal. I went to auctions where the contents of a family's home was put in cardboard boxes, put on a hay rack, auctioned off for a buck or two. And these families left our communities, and of course, our communities began to decline with schools closing and grocery stores closing, et cetera. And today, of course, I believe that having a trade policy, ethanol labor policies, our rural families, Main Street, our small manufacturers are struggling again. And this is pre-COVID. You know, net farm income in Iowa is down 75% since 2013. Bankruptcy rates are at an 8-year high. Bushel of corn, about $2.88 today, and that's not anywhere near a break-even sales price. And so we've got some issues on the rural, in our rural economy, and I take that personal, and I'm very looking forward to working hard for rural America. But I also got in the fight, I will tell you, for hardworking families, because I carry their fight right in my heart. And Bob, for me, it comes from being widowed at the age of 24. My first husband, Rod, was a lineman for the power company. He was an IDEW union member, so we're a union family, and very proud of it. And, you know, that just meant that he was highly trained, made great wages. We were saving for a dignified retirement. We had health care. We were saving about a house. We were on our way to our American dream. But unfortunately, Rob died in a workplace accident, and I became a widow, a single mom with a 13-month-old, and another one on the way. And, you know, it was Social Security, it was union benefits, it was my family, my friends, you know, the hometown community that really gave me that hand up to get back on my feet and restart my life and begin to move on the path of providing for the boys and getting restarted. So when Senator Joni Ernst talked about privatizing Social Security or going behind closed doors to stop Social Security, you know, I just take it really personal, and I got in a fight. And so far, I'm really excited about it. I'm excited about the strong grassroots team we're building. And I guess I just want your listeners to know that I'm in the fight to put Iowa first.
More in depth after this. Continued my conversation with Democratic candidate for Senator Teresa Greenfield. And so why did you decide to run for Senate?
Well, as I told you in my introduction, you know, I'm really driven by the needs of hardworking families, the needs of our rural communities, and wanted to bring my experiences as someone who has worked in small business the majority of my career, someone who understands how hard it is to make payroll, how great it is to provide jobs and keep lights on in these small businesses. I think we need leaders that have that experience, particularly here in Iowa, where we are a food small town and small businesses. But I'm also mother four, and I think that, you know, I understand the tough decisions that get made at the kitchen table. And right now, in particular, because they're struggling now to pay the rent and buy groceries, legal obligations, buy the prescription drugs. And I think we need a little more of that in the United States Senate also. And so this is really what drives me to run, my personal experiences and the needs of Iowans. I just feel like Senator Joni Ernst, she told us she was going to be independent, she was going to be different, and she really had put the interests of her large corporate donors in front of the interests of Iowans. And Iowans need to know that they have a senator that will not take any corporate tax donations. As a matter of fact, I've taken a pledge not to accept one dime of corporate tax donations. And I put out a plan on how to end political corruption in our election system. But, corporate PAC donations are given solely to influence our elected officials. And we should know that our elected officials don't have that influence in terms of the campaigning and worry about the re-election. And so not only have I taken that pledge, but I've been endorsed by End Citizens United. And building a strong grassroots team. We've had over 15,000 contributions from Iowans, 99 counties. I'm pretty excited about it. We've had about 24 labor unions that represent about 70,000 members across the state. And most recently, the Iowa AFL-CIO endorsed our campaign. They represent about 50,000 members across the state. And so we're going to continue to really stay focused with that strong coalition. So that we can defeat them in the South.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Democratic candidate for Senator Teresa Greenfield.
Well, the economy's in deep trouble. If you were elected to the Senate, what would be your priorities?
Well, boy, you are right about that. I think we are at, about 36 million jobless claims now, close to almost 300 jobless claims here in Iowa. And it's going to take folks to really come together and put the politics aside, first and foremost, and the divisiveness, and put the needs of Iowans, put the needs of Americans, first and foremost. And I believe we have urgent needs right now that we need to address. I put out a plan for dealing with COVID-19 in terms of these urgent needs. And I think it starts by focusing on our workers, our frontline workers, our essential workers. They all need protection, whether it's daily testing, whether it's PPE, so that they can continue to go to work and be healthy and be safe. And as someone whose husband went to work and didn't come home from work, I'll tell you what, I know that health and safety on the job is important, and it's good for our economy. It keeps our economy running. So we've got to focus on the health and safety of our workers, whether you're in the healthcare system, somewhere on the front line, in a meatpacking plant, in a grocery store, delivering the mail. And then we also are going to have to work on rebuilding our economy. And one of the things that I'm certainly disappointed in both parties for, and that is the lack of a robust infrastructure plan. And whether it's bridges or broadband, Iowa needs it all. We are 50th in the nation bridge suitability. And those aren't Republican bridges, and they're not Democratic bridges. They're bridges that need to be fixed. But we also, and COVID continues to spotlight this, not every home has access to high-speed internet or fiber, better yet. And we need to make that happen so that Iowans can compete in the global online world, the marketplace, so that education can continue, the farmers can use more of the precision farming tools that they need on their farm. So I think we start by looking at a robust infrastructure plan, putting people back to work, but also getting some of those jobs done that we need, like bridges and broadband.
One of the things that you often hear is Democrats being very concerned about climate change. What's your thoughts on that, and how would you address it?
Well, we have to confront climate change. I believe the science is very clear, Bob. We have a global man-made climate crisis on our hands, and we need to take urgent climate action. Iowans know what climate change looks like, different than maybe what climate change looks like in other parts of the country or other parts of the world. Here is the flooding we've seen in southwest Iowa, it's the flooding we've seen in southeast Iowa. The 3-inch rains that come day after day, coupled with high heat and high humidity, similarly can be deceptive to our producers, but also, you know, urban flooding can be deceptive. I got the chance to visit with a family down in Pacific Junction, and they had 9 feet of water in their house, and I got to tour and see the impact of that flooding. And of course, their hopes and dreams for their family and their little homesteads are gone, and they will not be able to go back. So we need to take action, and I think it starts with working to reduce our carbon footprint. We need to get back into that international accord, be working together in a global effort, of course, and working towards our 2050 goals. But we also, and this is something I think Iowans should be incredibly proud of, you know, we need to make sure that we are investing in the research and the science and be part of providing those green energy jobs, growing that right here in Iowa, which we've done a great job of when you look at our wind industry right now, where 40% of our electricity now comes from wind. So there's opportunities to reduce our carbon footprint and make some urgent climate action, but also grow Iowa's economy.
Well, there's so much that we could talk about, but we should get to the end. Is there anything that I didn't ask, anything you want to address? And then give us your best pitch why people should vote for you in the Democratic primary.
Well, I appreciate the chance to be here today. I look forward to coming back many more times. Of course, I would love to ask all of your listeners to vote for me in the June 2nd primary. Early voting is starting to absentee ballots. Folks can head out to greenfieldsforiowa.com/vote-early and make sure that you're able to get your absentee ballot request form, make sure you're able to request your ballot, and have your voice heard. That's the most important thing. But I'll tell you, I'm a strong candidate in this state, in this race, and it's because I'm a businesswoman. And I understand the needs of our small businesses, our small towns. It's because I'm a mother of four, and I know the difficulty folks are having at the kitchen tables. And it's because I'm a scrappy farm girl. And I'll tell you, I've got the grit and the drive and the resolve to go fight for this seat in every county, every township, for absolutely every single vote. Mm-hmm. Because I'm running in this race to put Iowa first.
Thanks to Teresa Greenfield for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.